It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis predicts the state will be able to vaccinate more than 400,000 people a week by the end of this month. That's double the current weekly average.
They don't do any good sitting on shelves. We need to use them to end the pandemic, return to normal, save lives, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
The state health department is setting up 6 vaccination sites across the state. Those are expected to be ready by the end of March. Just over 70% of Coloradans age 70 and older have received the COVID vaccine. Now the state moves on to people age 65 to 69 and younger people who have medical conditions that put them at high risk. The latest group also includes some essential workers. They start getting vaccinated this Friday. People who survived sexual abuse as a child in Colorado have just 6 years to bring a lawsuit in many cases. A proposal to remove that limit unanimously passed the state Senate yesterday. Here's Senator Jesse Danielson.
It's the kind of abuse that's so atrocious. One can easily understand how it would take one of these individuals many years to understand what happened, confront it, and then begin to seek that kind of treatment to heal from it.
The proposal is meant to apply to recent cases and to future ones. There's also a separate bill at the state legislature to allow some sexual abuse lawsuits to go back further. The annual online rush for backcountry camping permits at Rocky Mountain National Park has been delayed. CPR's Dan Boyce says website glitches are to blame.
Backcountry permits in Rocky Mountain National Park go fast. And so there were a lot of disappointed potential campers Monday morning when the park's online reservation system crashed just a short time after opening for the season. Park Service officials blamed the federal government's online payment platform for the problems. They say they're reopening the reservations next Monday at 8 a.m. sharp. Meanwhile, the city of Glenwood Springs says they will start accepting permit reservations for Hanging Lake on April 1st. That Colorado landmark was almost destroyed in the Grizzly Creek wildfire last summer and has been closed ever since. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado with temperatures close to 60 or above 60 along the Front Range and around Grand Junction. Mountain highs in the 40s today with sunny skies in the mountains too. This is CPR News.